Welcome to Purple Door Healing, a place where meditation and awareness unlock the door to a more awakened life. I'm your guide, Kelly. Are you ready? Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Purple Door Healing. Today is the equinox. Depends obviously on when you are listening to this, if it's still equinox energy for you, but that's what we're going to focus on today. And the equinox is all about balance. So it's really a great thing to tune into with meditation, no matter where you are in the world or no matter when you are. But since the globe itself is on the balancing point, I thought that would be a beautiful one to tap into today. And since so many of us live in disconnect from nature, I thought it would be good to just sort of talk about what it actually means that it is the equinox today. So I apologize if this seems really basic to you, but I do know that a lot of people just don't think about it much, about our movement through the solar system and how that actually affects our daily lives. So in the most simplistic terms that I can think of, and without being able to visually demonstrate with a globe like I do when I explain this to my kids, our Earth is angled. So at certain points of the year, the northern hemisphere is pointed more towards the sun, and at other points, the southern hemisphere is pointed more towards the sun. Keeping in mind that the Earth is also orbiting the sun, there are points at which the northern hemisphere, where I live, for example, is pointed the farthest from the sun that it can be, the closest to the sun that it can be. And then if you picture the two points in the middle of those two points in the orbit of the Earth, then the axis of the Earth is actually sort of parallel, I guess. It's really hard to not explain this with a visual aid, to the sun. And therefore, it is equidistant. And what that means is that when the hemisphere that you live in is pointed the most away from the sun that it can, you're going to receive the least amount of sunlight, obviously. So that would be that hemisphere's winter solstice, meaning that is the shortest day, longest night of the year for that hemisphere. Meanwhile, the other hemisphere is pointed the most closely to the sun that it can be, and therefore they are having their summer solstice, meaning the longest day, shortest night of the year. In between those two points, we have the equinoxes, one being the spring equinox and one being the fall equinox, depending on which hemisphere you are in and which solstice you just had. But on the equinox, the day and the night are exactly the same length. So it's a really beautiful balancing point for the year. As we feel that shift of season, as we start to notice either the day shortening or the day lengthening, depending on where you are. So for me, for instance, here in the Northern Hemisphere, really starting to notice that it is darker as I, you know, leave my yoga class at night or things like that, really starting to feel that, feeling the chill settling in the air, the leaves beginning to fall, and really that lengthening of the daylight hours, which for this fall equinox feels to me very much like the desire to start to turn inwards, preparing for the cold season, preparing for the dark, and all the energies associated with that. Meanwhile, those of you in the southern hemisphere are having kind of the opposite energy, where the sun is returning. It's that feeling of We've made it through the winter. The light is coming back. The days are lengthening. Things may be sort of starting to bloom or think about blooming or breaking back through the earth. All of those beautiful signs of life coming back. And even thinking about how the two hemispheres are experiencing this day differently brings me a lovely sense of balance as well. So, having said all of that, I do want to give you a little guided meditation about sinking into that energy of balance. So go ahead and get comfortable wherever you are. Pause if you need to. Beginning to just close the eyes gently, beginning to bring your awareness to the breath. Beginning with that simple breath as an idea of balance. Feeling a balanced inhalation and a balanced exhalation. Maybe even counting in your head as you inhale and exhaling to the same count. Noticing if you have a tendency to want to spend more time on the inhalation or on the exhalation. And trying to find that middle ground. The inhalation representing that energy of spring, of renewal, of beginnings, starting again. And the exhalation representing that energy of release, of ending, letting go. We need both. Just like the earth, our lives are constantly shifting and moving. Leaning towards maybe the light, or leaning towards the dark. We have moments of incredible joy. And moments of infinite sadness. But we can use the breath and the body to return ourselves to a state of balance. Sinking deeper now. And feeling into what season of life are you in? Not necessarily the season of where you live. Don't necessarily mean that spring, fall, winter. I mean, what season of your life? Are you in a season of new beginnings? Are you in a season of loss? Are you in the metaphysical summer of reaping the harvest, maybe, of things that you've planted in the past? Just feeling into that. And as you feel into that energy of your current season, take the attention to that breath, feeling those nice, equal inhalations and exhalations. And use that breath to balance the energy in your life. If you're in a season of great energy, maybe spending a little more time on those exhalations, releasing, bringing your nervous system to a state of homeostasis. And if you are in a season of grief, of depression, of anxiety, of anything that seems more like the winter, maybe focusing more energy on those inhalations, drawing in, using that breath to clear and to renew, to restore some energy to your system. Taking a moment to just feel into what that would mean for you in this moment. And then take your attention back to the physical body. I want you to just notice how your body is positioned. Is there any change you can make to feel more balanced? Maybe are you leaning slightly to one side or the other? Maybe one arm feels heavier than the other in the position they're in. One side of your face more tensed than the other. Take a moment to scan the body and to find any possible way to bring it back into balance from left to right and from top to bottom. Now bringing your attention to the thoughts, and specifically to your schedule. I want you to think about the current activities in your life, your current responsibilities, the things that occupy your time. And see if you can feel into if there are any imbalances happening there. What does the division of your time look like in reality right now? Versus what would it look like to you in your ideal life? And I know we don't always have decisions here to say stop working or making giant life-altering decisions like that. But breathe into this and think about what are some ways that you can bring some more balance back to your time. What would you lean into? And where could you take some of that energy back from the areas that maybe are occupying more than you'd like? And taking the attention back to the breath, take another moment here to find that beautiful balanced inhalation and exhalation. Maybe counting in your head to find that balance. Feeling grounded and centered. Feeling focused and ready. And as it feels good, you can gently open your eyes, bringing a little movement back to the body. And have a very lovely equinox. Thank you for joining me. I'll talk to you soon. If you enjoyed this episode, consider becoming a subscriber of Purple Door Healing. For just $5 a month, subscribers get access to 4 additional guided meditations each month, plus my digital guide to the chakras, which contains journal prompts and all sorts of information to help direct your healing. You can cancel at any time, and sign up is easy through any podcast provider. Message me if you have any questions, Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at purpledoorhealing.com. Remember that the key to inner peace is in your own heart, your own soul, and your own hands. All you have to do is unlock the door.